Oops. Yeah, I think it's good. Okay, thank you. So, yeah, it's gonna be very quick because like it's a 15-minute talk, so it's kind of like lightning speed. So, if you want to get anything from the slides, this is your chance, and it won't be like a long time. So it's just like take a picture, and then we'll move on from there. Right. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, so I'm Chuck. Yeah, I love open source. I am working in OpenSSF, so please come to our stand, talk to us. So yeah, I don't have to copy this, but you come to our stand. That's what you have to do. So it's just downstairs, level 2. So so who have read, let's say you open a pack of crisps, who have read the ingredient list? Anybody? Yes? Some of them don't care. Some of them don't care what you're eating. Okay, this is what you need to know. So you need to know what you're eating because, like, you may be allergic to some of the ingredients, or maybe, like, you know, oh, it's not very healthy. I should not eat that much sugar and that kind of thing. So that's why, it's almost like a universal standard that we have to list what is actually the ingredients of the things that you're buying, like a pack of crisps or, you know, a cake or, you know, a soda, whatever that you're drinking. So that consumer group now is like, you know, the scope has been expanding. It's not just for food or some hardware that you're buying, but also software that you're using. We just like, you know, talk about, you know, in Europe we have the CRA and PLD. You know, PLD is now going to maybe include software, so we have to be careful about those. I know this is the S-bomb dev room, so maybe a lot of you are already expert in it, but just for those maybe people watching online that is new to the concept, so software bill of materials is, you know, we have to list all the components in your software, including those open source, that, you know, all the dependencies that you are actually using. So, yeah, so you have to list not just what you're using, but also the detail about what you're using. Like, for example, the license that, you know, is part of the component. You should know anyway because, you know, check the license. Maybe you have to be open source if you're using some open source software. So, you know, for people who don't check, then, ooh, alarm. The versions, because, you know, versions can be very different, especially like different major versions that are very different from each other. So if you don't actually know what your dependencies, which version you're using, that's also a big no-no. So all these things kind of like, you know, your pack of crisps that, like, you know, you have to list your ingredients and you have to know what you're eating, what you're consuming. So go back to the pack of crisps. So do you know that actually you can't just say, like, you know, list whatever you like, you know, because there's actually some standard that you have, you know, when you look at all the packaging, they have a certain format that they will have to follow when they list their ingredients. For example, I use a UK government as an example because I live there. I do care what I'm eating. So if your food or drink has two or more ingredients in it, then you must list all of the ingredients. So basically it means that you can't skip an ingredient, even though it's a tiny, teeny amount. Also, it needs to be in order of weight. So usually if you see, like, oh, how much sugar, for example, I'm very concerned about that. So, like, how much sugar you have in the food that you're eating. So you see, like, where they are. So if they're the first thing in their list, probably, like, most of the things you're eating are sugar, right? So, because it's listed in the order of weight from the most, you know, percent of weight first, so that's mostly what you're eating. If there's any, like, allergen, because in the UK there's like at least, I think it's like 12, but I may be wrong, allergens that need to be clearly shown. So those will be, you need to highlight them with maybe different fonts, different color, or different background color, to make sure that, you know, people are allergic to those, very aware of they should not touch that thing. So. Also for S-bomb, we want to have some format, right? Because, for example, I'm allergic to, let's say, I'm not really, but if I'm allergic to nuts, right? Then the standard format of how to list the ingredients make me very easy to have a look and see, oh, I should not touch this chocolate because there's some nuts in it and I would be allergic and I get really sick or ill or maybe die if I eat it. So we need some formats to show, what the software is actually made of, right? So that's why SPDX is coming in to kind of have a standard that you could. So I have to speed up because, again, like running lightning speeds. So it's very good that it's kind of like a standard that's machine and human readable. So it's very good to like make it very clear that everybody can just easily consume that information. So in SPDX 2.3 is pretty good for software because like it's you know it will show all the like common CV advisory, they'll all be linked and referenced to it. It's quite clear. Also, it meets the U.S. executive order of the SBOM need to be meeting those standards, and it also need to it has the ISO standard. So it's standard. It's very easy. It's very consumable. So and also work with Cosign. Sixdoor. I love Sixdoor. I work open SSF. Yay! Come to our stand to get a sticker. SPDX 2.3 is good. So if you're using any like software, like maybe apply today, but we can make it better, right? So traditional software bill of material, like for example for concrete or for boats or for cars, the hardware is already covered. Now we have software. Now we're doing it. SPDX 2.3 is pretty good for that. But if you think about what we are having in the future, right? We have AI, machine learning. These are the words that everybody is talking about. They have a huge component that we actually traditionally, like software, we don't have. For example, a lot of data. We have like AI model and all this stuff. So we have to cover them as well to hit the target, I would say. So there's the new model, SPDX 3. It's a release candidate, so you can already have a look. So it has new model that will cover, security data and AI, which is great. It will support database better. So for those like, machine learning, using a lot of data, then it's also cover that. So domain specific information as well. So I think for those, if your software is actually, going to like AI and stuff, so maybe you should look at Model 3. So that's great. But I have been to a lot of AI and machine learning conferences. Nobody is talking about SBOM and SPDX, which is, for them, actually, they really need to care about it because for AI and machine learning applications, there's a lot of like risk that make them vulnerable. For example, data is a big problem. We have data breach and all this stuff. It happens all the time. It's like every time we heard about it, it's a big yike. So we want to avoid those. The system is very complex, right? There's lots of black box. We always talk about machine learning models. We don't know what's actually going on. So it's like very scary stuff. So also AI bloom, now all the VC money is going to AI and everybody's talking about AI and stuff. So they may want to rush to get things done. So we need to please the funding, the founders, the funders, right? So they may be less careful about what they're doing, just need to get it done, Also, there are new vulnerabilities that is not like, because new technology, there are new vulnerabilities. Now there's some people hacking around like prompt injection and having fun, but it can be very serious if it's not just fun. If people are using it for malicious thing, it could be very bad consequences coming up. So we need to make the community adopt it very quickly. So I always think about that, like for any tools, if you want a very good adoption, you need good tool and outreaching. So those two go hand in hand. You can't just skip one of them. Very bad tool, going to tell people still don't like it. Very good tool, but nobody know about it, nobody use it. So you need both. First of all, for example, we want a very rough profile for SBOM also it needs to be easy to start. We don't want something very complex because, AI machine learning people, they want to work on the model, but not care about these like compliances and things like that. Also, we want to make it a universal standard. Instead of shopping around, they have to choose which one to use. We want to make it universal, so it's like no brainer, just go for that one. Also, satisfy the policies. That's very important because at the end of the day, you have to satisfy the government policy so you can make it a adoptable, production-ready product. So outreaching, we have to like show more examples, show people that you can use it that way. So it's like very easy for them to learn. You have to have use cases, show that some companies, Some companies, you know, if they make a successful case of using that, make sure everybody knows about it and follow. Education, tell the machine learning AI community that, like, you should care about security and compliances and all this stuff. You can't just, like, you know, make it work and voila, and, you know, it's like everybody's happy and get all the VC's money, right? So SPDX 3.0 is pretty rough, it's pretty good, so this is good. Keep on, continue doing the good thing. Also, communication with policymakers. So I'm sure that, like, there's ongoing, because, you know, at the Linux Foundation, we have some people who, you know, keep talking to policymakers, and that's a good thing. So how can we make it into, like, a very well adapted model? So outreaching is a key. So we need to create universal standards. So that's why we need to make more outreach, tell people that follow this. This is a very good standard. And go to where the community is, right? Like, go to those where people, like, all these AI ML people are. They go to their conference, you know, those machine learning conference and stuff. Like, go there and tell them what they should care about. And also understand their need as well. It's a bi-directional communication. We want to see how we can make it easier for them, or what can cover what their concern. Maybe, you know, the consumer of their product care about this kind of thing, so we can cover that for them. So at the end of the day, after understanding their needs, it will go back to a good tool. So it's kind of like a very good cycle that we can keep doing that. So call to action, that's the last thing. Adopt SPDX 2.3 if you are, like, you know, now ready, so just adopt it. But you can also help try the release candidate, you know, help contributing to the new 3.0 model. Also, engaging in outreaching activity, go and tell people, use it, right? And also keep communication, like, that's the part I love most. Communicating with policymaker and the user, we have to get everybody involved and have a good communication going on. So that's the end. I hope I didn't overrun too much. So yeah, let's make SPDX industry standards, yeah, ML, and get the slides and talk to me at the stand. Thank you.